far in the Gemaras, from the Mishnah left on Daled Amud Beis, we've been talking about some of the Psulei Eidos, Masachet Bekuvia, Malbe Beribis. Now the Gemara interjects on Chof Hei Amud Aleph, a sugya that talks about what happens if a person is Kosel Eidos and he wants to go back to his Hechsher, wants to become Kosher once again. What does he have to do in order to become Kosher? The Gemara tells a story. There was a tabach, there was a butcher, that they found some treifis in the butcher shop. So pasli Rav Nachman va'avre. Rav Nachman pasled him la'edis. And he removed him from his position. Ozal Ravi mazi v'tofre. So the individual started to grow his hair and his nails long. He started to do things that would indicate that he's doing tshuva. So, Sover Rav Nachman Achshurei. Rav Nachman thought maybe I should be machshir him. I should bring him back. Amalei Rava Dilma Yarume Kamar. Maybe he's just playing games with you. He wants you to bring him back to his former position. So that's why he's doing things that look like he's doing tshuva, but he's not really having tshuva in mind. So Elamai Takante Kidi Ravidi Baravin. Dama Ravidi Baravin. Achoshin Al Atreifa Sein Lo Takona Chielach Lamachem Shemakirin Also. So how can a person be chosen with tshuva if we're not going to allow him to do tshuva, we're not going to be machzir him to his kashrus if he does tshuva? So what's the limit? What does he have to do? So it says the Gemara, he has to go to a makom shein makirin also. He has to do tshuva in a way that we realize that he's not tricking us, but it's really an emes to tshuva. He goes to a makom shein makirin also. He's machzir aveda b'davar choshev. He shows that he doesn't have the chimud mamon anymore because he's willing to give back a lost object to someone, or he's motzi treifa mitachas yado v'davar choshev. So we realize that he doesn't have the chimud mamon. How are we going to find out if it's makom shein makirin also? So what? So we have to inquire. We have to look into the matter and talk to the people who live in the place and realize that he's acting in a reputable way. And he really is mischaret on what he did before, and that's enough to make him a bal tshuva, and then we can bring back his kashrus, the kosher la'edos, and we can bring him back to being the tabach of the city. This is what the Gemara says. It seems from the Gemara that to be machzir, a person b'tshuva, for a person to do tshuva, and to go back to his original kashrus, he's got to do something pretty extraordinary. He has to go to a makom shein makirin also, he has to be machzir aveda b'davar choshev, he has to really show that he's chozer b'tshuva, and it's not easy to be chozer b'tshuva. Chairat is not enough. He can't just be mischaret. He can't tell us that he wants to change. Just verbally expressing that he wants to change is not enough. He has to do special actions, and he even has to go to a makom she'ein makirin also. Quite an incredible requirement that the Gemara puts on the individual. By the way, what is this Gemara doing here? Why does the Gemara mention this? Yeah. What do you think? Any ideas? I thought maybe the reason why it's here is because Rava is one of the protagonists in the Gemara. Rava is the one who said that it's not enough for him just to grow his hair long, to grow his fingernails long, to show that he's doing tshuva, but we have to make sure that he's not marin, that he's not tricking us. So since Rava mentioned before about Pagin and Dibur, so maybe that's why the Gemara continues to tell a story about Rava. Rava before pasled someone la'edus, and now Rava is involved here in pasling again, and saying that there are certain criteria that you have to meet in order to be chozer b'tshuva. Isaac?
He's not pasling him from like his job, he's pasling him to be an aide. And then after he goes through all of these different steps of tshuva, then he's being machshir to be an aide again.
You're saying he'd be kosher for his job, but pasle la'edus.
I don't think it's talking so much about the job. I don't think it's saying he's, like, when it says possibly, I don't think that's, taking him away from his post, but it's making him possibly an aide. And then going through all the different steps of tshuva, then that's machshir.
From the lashon of the, it sounds like Rav Nachman wanted to put him back to his position, and Rava said, don't put him back yet. So it sounds like the two are somewhat dependent on each other. Yes, Alex.
This is Rava, so Rava was also the one who required Rav the Thomas. Wouldn't it make sense that the reason why Rava says you have different standards is because he says you have to do something to show that you don't have to do that you're not a Rav Chamas anymore? But for us who pass him like Abaye, you wouldn't necessarily.
Abaye would also say that if there is a chimud mamon, then you should have to do whatever tshuva Rava would require to to ensure that people know that there is no chimud mamon here. There's no difference. All Abaye is doing is he's adding that even if you're a Rasha lav the Hamas, you're also pasal eidus. But for Rasha the Hamas, and presumably this is Rasha the Hamas, if nafik treifta mitosa yade, that means that he was selling treifis for the price of shchutos. So that's real gezel. So I'm not sure Abaye and Rava would be different over here.
Summer lakshuri is definitely putting him back in his post. Summer lakshuri lost his aid.
Pasle Rav Nachman ve'Avre. So you think Sabal Akshuri means only on the Psal Avis, but not on the Avre. He would keep him, what, here? I don't know, I'm not sure. Yes?
Can't you say that the exact tension that Isaac just discussed, whether it's to put him back in his position, or it's to make him a kosher aid, is really the tension that that Rashi versus the Ramban, the Remainer David's response is discussing, because that's how they understand the Sabal Akshuri.
The different responses talking of the Rishonim within the Ran.
Right, it seems like that is the ambiguity that the Rishonim are discussing. Because Lachshirinu to what? To reinstate him for what position?
Okay, so let's take a look at those Rishonim. The question I asked was a simple one. What is this Sugya doing here? We got talking, and now we see that there's something fundamental here. What's the Kasha that the Ran addresses, that the other Rishonim ask? This Gemara seems to say that to be chosen b'tshuva, a person has to do a lot. And yet the Gemara in Bechoros seems to indicate that if someone is not a chover, right, he's not careful in Tumah V'Tara, or he's not careful to be mafresh Shumas Maestros, and he wants to become a chover, he wants to raise himself to a higher status, then as long as he's makabel divrei chaveris in front of Bezin, that's enough. As long as he has a verbal expression that he wants to do tshuva, he wants to be better than what he was previously, that's sufficient. And yet here we find that to be chozer b'tshuva, you need quite a bit. You have to go to a makom shei makirin also, yachzer aveda b'davar choshev. Why do you need such extenuating activities, such incredible arichas to the process of tshuva? It should be very simple. Just a verbal expression should be enough. Just to express your charata and the fact that you want to be different, that should be enough, that we should treat you differently. So that's the kasha that the Rani is. How can we reconcile our Gemara with the Gemara B'chavos? Where it seems as though just an expression alone is enough to change a choshed into someone who's a chaver. So the Rani gives three different answers. First, he quotes the Ravid. The Ravid in a tshuva says that the difference is that this tabach was machil the treifas b'mezit. He was machil the treifas b'mezit. He knew that they were treifas. He knew that the food that he was feeding to the people, he was selling to the people, are treifas. It's machal b'mezid. That Gemara Bechoros is talking about someone who's not machal b'mezid, but he's poshe b'malachto. He's not careful enough. He's not careful enough. He could also be a tabach, let's say, but it's not that he's poshe b'mezid to be machal treifas to the lokchim, intentionally, but rather, he's poshe b'malachto. He's not careful enough to ensure that the treifas are not going to be sold. Right? To ensure that if he has treifas, he has to get them away. Only keep the shrutas there. No, you know, he's not so careful with his table there that he has the treifas and the shrutas on there together. So that's a shogig. It's not a mezid. Now, shogig is a maisa avera too. Mezid is not the only maisa avera. Shogig is a maisa avera too. How do you know shogig is a maisa avera? It's mechayev a karbon, right? So there definitely is a maisa avera in shogig. It's not as high a level of a maisa avera as mezid. Eshem Kenzogin, maybe the pshan is that if he does an avera b'mezid, since that's a higher level avera, then the tshuva that's necessary to bring him back to his kashrus is a stronger kind of tshuva. If he's just posher b'malachto, he doesn't have erev shogeg, it's not just tamer shogeg, it's a pshia, it's a bad shogeg. It's still only a shogeg, it's not a mezid. So then, as long as he has a verbal expression that he wants to change, the Gemara Bechorah says that's enough. A verbal expression in front of a bezdin, in front of three people. It's a serious expression, it's not stam, a charota, belev. But it wasn't b'mezid, so as long as it wasn't b'mezid, then a verbal expression in front of a bezin is enough. But here we're talking about, he didn't have aver b'mezid. Didn't have aver b'mezid, then he actually has to undergo a very intensive process of tshuva in order to bring him back to his former kashrus. That's the Ravid. So according to the Ravid, what are we bringing him back to over here? We're giving back his job? We're saying he's kosher le'edus? He doesn't distinguish. It sounds like we would bring him back completely. Based on this tshuva. This tshuva brings him back completely to his job. We see that he's an emissar b'al tshuva, he's machzer aveda b'davar choshev mishalo, So then why shouldn't we bring him back to his job? It's not simply saying that he's kosher le'edus, but something to get his job back to. The Ramban offers a different answer. This is the second shot in the Ram. The Ramban says, you know what the difference is? This Tabach was a public figure. Memuna l'Rabin. He was appointed as a Tabach on the town. Appointed as a Tabach on the town, he has different rules. Much more chamer. His situation is much more chamer. He says, we find the Gemara in Chulin says that if we find chelev by a tabach, you know that a tabach, a butcher, a shaykhet has to do nikur, he has to take away all the non-kosher fats, the chelev, shuman are the kosher fats, and chelev are the non-kosher fats. The tabach has to make sure that the chelev is taken away. So what happens if a tabach didn't take away all the chelev, but checking up after him, and we find chelev by the tabach? The halacha is, the Gemara Chulin says that he gets malchus, we remove him from his position and he gets malchus. There are different shiurim of how much chelev we find by the tabach to determine what his punishment is going to be. Kisaora, kizayis, is it the size of a barley, the size of an olive? But either way, right, the maskana of the Gemara is that if it's a shiur of a kizayis, you find a kizayis of chelev, so then you give him malchus. Malchus for the tabach? Because there's chelev there, it's not clear that he fed the chelev to anyone. Just the fact that you find chelev by the tabach, you're going to give him malchus. Why? Memuna l'rabim. If he's a tabach of the town, then he has to be above board. And it has to go to an extreme. He has to be completely clean, transparent, completely clean. So if we find even a little bit of chelev, a chelev kezayis, it's not b'kesaura. We find a size of a kezayis of chelev by the tabach, we're going to give him malchus for that. Because if he's a public official, then he has to be above board. And similarly, the Gemara in Bava Metzion, Daf Kuftes, says that Haytabcha Shasla Va'umna Kemusyun Va'omdin Damu, the Tabach of the town, the Shasla, the planter of the town, the Uman, the one who's making his dam, who bloodlets in the town, they're Musyun Va'omdin. It's like they're forewarned that if they don't do a good job, if they make a mistake, then we can remove them from the position. Because if they're a public official, then the halacha is that Shogeg is Kemezid, says the Ramban. We treat the halacha more seriously. It says the Ramban, that's the difference between the Gemara Bechoras and Agemar. Here we're talking about a tabach of the Mosa, a tabach of the town. If he's Mamuna L'Rabim, so then we require more of him. So to get back his job, Amitai, clearly according to the Ramban, we're talking about getting back the job. To get back his job, he has to do a major tshuva, a tshuva gemura. It's not enough just to express in front of a bezin of three that he wants to be different. He has to do a tshuva gemura to go to the town, to go to a town where they don't know him, and to be machzer aved, the bedava choshev mishalo, to show that he's really doing a full tshuva. Because if not, then his shogeg is treated more seriously than the shogeg of other individuals. Yisrael.
It is just about the fact that he was, since he was an appointed official, and he did an avera as an appointed official, so then, who cares that we're choshish for Yerumim? Why would it be choshish for Yerumim, like more by him than...
We care about Harama more if it's going to affect the entire town. So we have to make sure that the public official is on a higher level than someone else. Harama is a problem, right? There's always that concern, but that concern is much greater if the individual is going to affect the tzibur. So that's why we're more concerned about it.
Elliot? So for example, if the shohei wanted to do like the normal level of tshuva, that would be enough to make him kosher.
Kosher le'edus, it would seem. Right. There's no minui hakol when it comes to edus. I guess so. According to Ramban, maybe if he did a regular tshuva, he'd be kosher le'edus, but we wouldn't put him back to his former position. It's a very important chiluk that you're pointing out.
According to Ramban, the fact that he's affecting more people is more machmir on that than letting an aid be made.
Maybe the idea is that it's a minui hakol. A minui hakol is treated on a different level because it's the tzibur appointing him and declaring that he's somehow a special level. So because of that, we require a higher level of tshuva in order to put him back to that status.
Not that he's affecting so many people, but...
It's not as much the effect... I think it could be a mixture of both. But the Lashon of the Ramban sounds like it's a minui hakol, so therefore we're more machmir on him. Yes, I'm telling
you. It doesn't seem like the Ramban says that you can reinstate him to his position. It says, what does it mean that he'd become kosher? He could go to another city and work there. But he can never do teshuva for...
Echmir olav shalo limanoso od al hadavar. That sounds like a minui. We're talking about to reinstate him.
But in a different... But it's his tshuva. His tshuva is he can now go to a different city and he can practice there after he admits what he did. But he can no longer... For this city, he's lost the trust of the people. They were so mechalav.
No, but it sounds like if he does tshuva in the other city, then he can come back here. And we'll bring him back to his position. It's a little complicated. It's going to take some time. But why wouldn't we bring him back to his position in this city either, as well? Right? I would imagine in this city as well we could bring him back to his position. Not just in the other city? Why?
It doesn't use the legend of they passed him over. That's hard enough to pass him over, that he was removed from his post. He's lost trust in people.
Echamiro lov shalolam anos oda ala dava v'chashu shayamare. But it sounds from the Gemara that if he went to the other city and he's master of Eidu, b'davar choshim yishalo, then that's a tshuva. A tshuva to do what Rav Nachman wanted to do initially before Rav told him not to do it. It sounds like he could even go back to his old position in the previous city. Comes the Rabbeinu David and offers a third approach. Really, if you look at the sugya, Rabbeinu David is probably the simplest approach. He says, you know what the difference between Agamar and the Gemara Bukharas is? Is the tshuva coming as a response to something, or is it coming out of pure intentions? The Gemara Bukharas is talking about someone who, he's doing tshuva from his own volition, you know, of his own volition. No one asked him to do it. He wasn't removed from his job. He wants to become a chover. So in that case, we don't require as great a level of tshuva. But here, the tshuva is coming as a response to the fact that he was fired. Coming as a response to the fact that he's fired, so then we're afraid. Dilma Yerum Kamarin. Maybe he's only doing a tshuva to trick us. So that's why he has to do a tshuva gemur. He has to do a much more involved, a much more elaborate tshuva to ensure that it's emistic, that it's belayv shalai. That's the simplest chiluk between the Gemara Bacharas and our Gemara. Here we're afraid that he might be marin because it's coming as a response to the fact that we fired him. But there it's an emes tshuva because it's coming not as a response. It's just coming of the person's own volition. So therefore we can trust that tshuva even if it's not as involved. Okay, these are the three answers that the Ran gives, three beautiful answers to try to reconcile the Gemara Bacharas with our Gemara. Eight times.
Why, according to the Gemara Bacharas, is he doing tshuva on his own volition?
Why is he doing it?
Meaning how, tshuva, I still don't understand. Meaning in Sanhedrin, you can still say he's doing it on his own volition.
Let's say certain people are not eating in his house. Right? And he wants to be part of another group. It's not like he was punished. Obviously, he wants to be part of a more select group. So there is a reason why he's doing it, but it's not coming as a response to something. It's not coming as a response to a negative. If it's not coming as a response to a negative, then he doesn't need as involved a level of tshuva. Yoni?
When the Gemara talks about the tshuva, and it says that if he finds a trait of the yellow, is that referencing that when he goes the next time he could work again? Or does it mean that he was eating and he found that the animal, that the meat that he was sold by the local shofet was a treifa? Does it imply that he could go to the next town and become a shofet again?
What does motzi treifa mitachas yado b'davar chashiv? That means that if he finds a treifa, well, he could be shechting for himself. Right? Meaning, let's say he's doing his own shechita, and he tells his friend, hey, I had a treifa, I had to throw it out, I lost some money. I mean, I lost a lot of money. Right? Not that he's a tabach mosa in the other place.
Is it also for him to go to the next town and be a...
What do you mean?
I mean, now that this town proved that he was selling treifos,
so if the other town communicates with this town, they probably won't hire him. But whatever he did, we find out kila achaya. We find out through the grapevine that Hitaka doesn't have the chiman moment anymore. So once we find out, so then we can return to his previous position, maybe even in this town. Yes.
I don't really understand the difference between the Ramban and Rabbeinu David. They both say that since he was an appointed official, we don't want to appoint him again.
Rabbeinu David is not focusing on the Minu Hakol. He's saying the question is whether the tshuva is coming as a response to some kind of punishment or not.
Right? Because he lost his appointed position. He wants to get his position back.
Okay. But the key is not that we're never going to, we're going to require a greater tshuva in order to get the position back. That's not the key. The key is the fact that the tshuva is coming as a response to the loss of the job.
So according to the Ramban.
Okay. According to the Ramban, good. According to the Ramban, let's say it's not coming as a result of the loss of a job. He's done. He was an Amoritz, right? And now he wants to get a job in the city. He wants to do tshuva. So if he does a small type tshuva, will we appoint him as the Tabach Masa? According to Rabbi Nadavid, perhaps yes. Because since the tshuva is not coming in response to the punishment, then that tshuva is going to be sufficient. According to the Rabban, that's not going to be that's not going to be enough. To appoint him as a Tabach Masa, he needs a greater tshuva. Even if his tshuva is not coming as a result of a response to an onesh. Okay, that would be the difference between Rabbi Nadavid and Rabban. Could we go? Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, follow.
He didn't say that because you're going to become an appointed official, you have to make sure that he actually did tshuva. The Rabban said that we're more machmir him because of what he did as an appointed official.
You see, you're picking on the first part of the Rambam, but I think the second part is also relevant, that we're not going to reappoint him because we're afraid that he's marim. They're both relevant. Right? We're afraid that he's going to be marim if it's a position for the tzibur. Okay, let's go fight. The Gemara in Chaf Hei Amud Beis talks about this issue of Chazar B'Tshuva as well, in a different context. Right, there are multiple contexts in the Gemara where it talks about Chazar B'Tshuva. That context is discussing something we discussed previously. We're not going to get involved in all the details, but the Tzrichasas, right? There's a Machlokas or the Mafricha Yonim is like Misachi Bekuvia, or it's only Pasul Mishum Ora. So the Gemara makes a Tzrichas, and then it asks a Kasha from this long Brisa that talks about the Tshuva that all the different Psulei Edus of the Mishnah have to do in order to go back to their Kashrus. So what Taka does the Brisa say? The Brisa says that Misachi Bekuvia, Misachi Kim Pispisim, How does the Mesachah B'Kiva do tshuva? First of all, he has to be shover the pispisim. He has to be shover. He has to break the instruments of the aver itself, the instruments of the gambling, and he has to do a chazara gemura that he's not Mesachah B'Kiva, even b'chinam, even not for money. He's not Mesachah B'Kiva b'chla. That's Mesachah B'Kuvia. How about Malva Beribis? Echad Malva V'Echad Alova. V'Emasei Chazaroso Mishiyikru Eshtarein. V'Yachzu Ben Chazar Gemura Afilu L'Nochri L'Mosvi. Nochamol, that they have to break the instruments of the Avera, they rip the Shtaros, and the Chozah Chazar Gemura, that they don't even lend Beribis to a Goy. Mafricha Yonim is the same thing. The Marim Mesayonim. Emasei Chazaroso Mishiyishbu Es Pigmeh. V'Yachzu Ben Chazar Gemura Afilu B'Midbar Nami Lo Avdi. Again, they have to break the instruments of the process, of the Mais Havera, and they have to go to the other extreme, that they don't do the Mafricha Yonim, even B'Midbar, presumably even where there aren't any other Yonim that are in the Shovach, right? There are no Yonei Shovach in the Midbar. And finally, Zochrei Shvias, what's their Tshuva? V'emas HaChazarosim, V'shitagiyah Shvias Acheres, V'yibodlu. We have to see that they're not socher perishvies. Okay, so we have to ensure that first of all they break the instruments of the Mais Avera, and then they also achozer achazar gemur that they don't do it even beheta. They don't do this Maisa even beheta. Why do you need both stages? What's the Braisa saying over here? Before we get to Rabbi Nachemiah, what is the Braisa saying that you have to do a tshuva that involves breaking the instruments of the Maisa Avera, and they do a Chazar Gemura, that they're not Masachet B'Kuv even B'chinam, they're not Malchum Ribis even to a Goy, they're not Zohar Shvias anymore, obviously, they're not Mafri Chayonim even the Midbar. Chor, it's a little bit strange. What do you need normally to do Tshuva? Charata, Kabbalah, right? You regret what you've done, you're Makabel to do something differently in the future, and that's enough to do Tshuva. What's happening over here? Here, it seems like you need a Chazar Gemur. You need some kind of a Tshuva Gemura, so to speak. Why do you need this extra? So, Lachara, the purpose of the extra is because we're not just talking about a simple Tshuva. Simple Tshuva means that you're not going to be punished for the Aveir. The purpose for Tshuva, the basic purpose of Tshuva, is so that there's no Onish B'dinei Shamayim. That's one Halacha in Tshuva. This Tshuva that we're referring to is for someone who was Pasul La'edus before, we want to be Machshel La'edus. To be Machshel La'edus, perhaps you have to be Machzik yourself as a kosher. For that, you need much more. That could be the pshat in the Gemara. There are two steps to this tshuva. There's one step to tshuva that you won't get an onesh b'dinei shamayim. For that, if you have a good charata, a good kabbalah, and a good charata, that's enough. What's the kabbalah lehaba? What's a good charata? Well, to be a good charata, it has to be b'leiv sholem. Maybe the fact that you have to break the instruments of the Avera that's simply to demonstrate that it's really a good charata. If not, then the charata is just a joke. So the breaking of the instruments, that's part of the first lower level of tshuva. The fact that you're not going to get an onesh b'din ha-shamayim because you've really done a tshuva gemura with a full charata. And that's demonstrated by the breaking of the instruments of the Maisa there. But you need this extra chazara gemura, you need the tshuva gemura to get back your kashas. Someone who's pasal la'edas, he needs the extra tshuva gemura. And what is that tshuva gemura? So comes the Yad Ramah and says in two places that you have to go to the other extreme. He says, the purpose of going to the other extreme is so that you'll be mishakeya, you will get rid of this avera completely. Right? Like the Rambam writes, that in order to do tshuva, very often you have to go to the other extreme, because you're so used to it. So if you just go to the middle road, you're not gonna free yourself from the clutches of that nice avera. So you have to go to the other extreme. That shows that you're giving up the Avera completely. And he echoes the similar sentiment in the next Dibra Maschil. In the previous Dibra Maschil. Someone who does tshuva has to go to the other extreme. He has to do a hachoka yisera so that he won't come to the kilkel anymore. Really? Someone who does tshuva has to do such a thing? I don't think the Yad Ramah is referring to the simple tshuva, not to get the onish. He's referring to a tshuva gemura. Tshuva gemura is a higher level of tshuva. There's no question about it. The Rambam Menuchas Tshuva discusses different levels of tshuva. There's the basic level of tshuva, and there's the tshuva gemura. Not to get punished, you don't need the tshuva gemura. The regular level of tshuva is sufficient, but to go back to one's kashrus, for that you need a tshuva gemura. We have to be sure, we have to be reasonably sure that he's not going to go back to the Maisa Avera again. So that's why he needs the Chazor Gemur. He has to go to the other extreme. Okay, that's the first part of the Braisa. Rabbi Nechemia then says something else. Rabbi Nechemia says that by Sochrei Shviz, it's not enough just to have Chazoras Devarim, to say that you're not going to do it anymore, to break the Pispisim, to break the instruments of the Avera, but you have to have the Chazoras Maman as well. Okay. Chazaras moment as well. Yes.
I had a question on what you said before.
Okay.
How do you know that you need a chazar tshuva gemura in order to be kosher for a kid?
Why does the Braisa say it, if not the...
Maybe that's...
Emosai chazarosan. What does it mean, emosai chazarosan? It means these are the four psuliyadis that the Mishnah mentions.
Maybe that's talking about bidei shamayim.
Doesn't sound like that. The Braisa is probably going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that these are psulei edus. The Braisa is explaining what is the Masachei Bekuvia, not just with the Pispisim, but with whatever, the Klipei Gozim, etc. So the Braisa is describing what's the Chazara that the Mishnah is referring to. The Mishnah is talking about when they become Pasul, but the Mishnah is saying that they are Pasul. So the Braisa says, when are they Pasul, and when do they become Kosher? Stamen means when they become Kosher Le'edus.
I would think even more so that the mission that the Braisa says this is how you're chozer yourself to get the status of someone who's believed by getting rid of the instrument. And but if you want to do a chazar gemura where you're also completely exempt the yishamayim, you have to go a step further. So
you're saying punk fakret of what we said.
What?
You're saying the exact opposite of what I said, that to be chozer b'din yishamayim you need more? I think Bedina Shamayim, if you do a good Charata and a good Kabbalah, that's what's called Tshuva. But you have to go to the other extreme not to get an Onesh Bedina Shamayim. I think that's a Chiddush Otzum. That would be very difficult for most people to do Tshuva. To go to the other extreme, I think to go to the other extreme, you've reached a higher level. But I don't think not to get the Onesh, you need that extreme type of Tshuva. I think it's a wonderful level of Tshuva, but it's not necessary not to get the Onesh.
Isn't that what the Rambam was talking about, though, when he was talking about just not doing regular
tshuva? The Rambam says, what is a tshuva gemura? That means that the person goes to the same place, the same situation, and he doesn't do the avera again. That doesn't mean that you have to reach that level in order not to get an Onesh b'din ha-shamayim. That's a higher level of tshuva. So the Rambam Nechaz Tshuva tells you what the higher level is. But here, we find that there's an afkamina lamaisa. Right? That if you pasul la'edus, in order to go back to the kashrus, you might need that type of tshuva gemura. Okay? Rabbi Nechemiah says that you need Chazaras Mammon as well, not just Chazaras Dvar. So it sounds like the Chachamim argue. So what do the Chachamim hold? Well, you don't need Chazaras Mammon? Chazaras Dvarim is sufficient? Why? Why would the Chachamim say Chazaras Dvarim would be sufficient? What's more, Rabbi Nechemiah and the Chachamim don't seem to have a machlokas by any of the other psula edus. Only about Socher Shvius. Rabbi Nechemiah says that by Socher Shvius you need Chazaras Mammon. Why dafka by Socher Shvius? He doesn't talk about Masachei Kekuvia, Mafa Beribis, Mafricha Yonim. Why not? It's a little bit strange. So comes the Rosh and says, no, you need Chazaras Mammon in the other cases as well. Rabbi Nechemiah only mentions Hishita and Shvius, but you really would need it in the other cases as well. Rosh picks on Mavah Beribis. But he says, Mashalo Pirish Chazaras Haribis Demilsa Depshita Shesar Losik Zeil Mitachas Yado. Havada, by Ribis, you have to be Motzik Zeil Mitachas Yado. Let's say you don't know who you took from a lot of people, you don't remember whom, so then you have to do tzarchei rabim, give it to the highway department so that the rabim can be nene from it. That's like a tshuva, it's like chazaras mammon. So Zokter Rosh, why didn't it mention this? Avada, you have to be machzir the mammon by ribis as well. Says the Rosh, v'chein masachei b'kuvya, also masachei b'kuvya l'man de'amar asmachta havi. If it's an asmachta, so then it's like a gezel, the Rabbanan, avadi, yini chazer asmama by masachei b'kuvya. V'chein mafricha yonim l'man de'amar yitakami yonach l'yon. And the same is true, but if mafricha yonim is yitakami yonach l'yon, if it's like masachei b'kuvya, then it's the same halacha. If it's an asmachta, then it's like gezel, and you'd have to have chazer asmama. So says the Rosh, ala de'besokhre shvius levad u'desavri Rabbanan l'kamon. Dafka by Socher Shvius that the Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan argue against Rabbi Nechemiah and said that you don't need Chazaras Mammon. Why? Because Perish Shvius a Hefker. The Kevin the Hefker who ain't Sarach Lahotzi Ha'isim Mitachas Yadam. The Rabbanan hold that Shvius is different because Perish Shvius are a Hefker. They don't belong to anyone. So if you're Socher by Perish Shvius, there's no Gzeila Tachas Yadam. What, you sold Perish Shvius and you got money? That's not Gzeila Tachas Yadcha. It's not like Masachei B'Kuvya. If you hold that Masachei B'Kuvya is asmachta, so the money that you had is really someone else's money, so you have to be motzik, zeh l'mitachas yado. The money is the mamon shel iser. Mamon shel iser, you have to be motzik mitachas yado in order to do a tshuva. But says the Rosh, the Chachamim hold that by Socher Shvius, you don't have to be motzik mamon mitachas yado, because it's not mamon shel iser. The mamon is not mamon shel iser. The maisa of Schor B'Per Shvius is a maisa iser. But the mammon that you got is not mammon shel issa. Zog in the Rabbanan, you don't have to be ma'achzer. The mammon, because it's not mammon shel issa. Rabbi Nechemiah says, no, even so, even by Socher Shvius, you have to be ma'achzer the mammon. If you did an aveira, mach maschimud mammon, with this money was part of the aveira, mach maschimud mammon, Rabbi Nechemiah says that you have to be ma'achzer that mammon too. Even if the mammon itself is not a chefza shel issa, it's not mammon shel issa. Rabbi Nechemiah and the Rabbanan only have a machlokas in Shvius, because there's a havamina to say that since the mammon is not mammon shel iser, maybe you don't need chazaras mammon. Rabbi Nechemiah holds even there you need the chazaras mammon, but in the other cases, avada you need the chazaras mammon. Mava b'rib is for sure, and Masachei B'Kuvya Mafricha Yonim as well, if you assume asmach tahavi, because then it's a gezel, so then you would need chazaras mammon. Okay, this is the Rosh, yes.
Can we argue that the different approaches of the Rosh and the Yad Ramah really reflect the machlokah between Rashi and the Ravad? In that Rashi determines that the
Rosh and the Yad Ramah, where?
The Yad Ramah that you quoted before the Rosh.
I quoted the Yad Ramah in the previous part of the Sugya. Which Yad Ramah are we talking about?
Yad Ramah, Shams of the Rosh, Meta, Baby, and Zura, and Pulit.
Oh, the fact that you need a Chazar Gemura?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
In that Rashi says, Rashi's form of Tshuva that he requires is that you have to demonstrate to the world that you no longer have chibud mammon, right? The whole, the giving it, the of an avidah, okay. What's the significance of it? That demonstrates to everyone else that you no longer have chibud mammon.
Okay.
Whereas Ravad says, since you did this bemezi to cause others to sin, you have to have a harder tshuva, a more meaningful tshuva.
Okay.
And it seems like the Rosh and Yavrama reflect that, and that the Rosh says that you need to display to others, with other mammon, that you've repented. Whereas the Yavrama says, no, you need to go to the extreme.
Is this displaying to others? The Chazaras mammon that the Rosh is talking about is not to others. It's no. It's bein cho levein the person that you were mazik, no? The person that you took the money from. I don't think it's displaying to others. Chazaras mammon is part of the tshuva process. Daniel?
The end of the Rosh talks about the case of Treifa, right?
We're going to get to that. Okay, you know what? Maybe let's just read the Rosh. The Rosh says that Avada, you got to return the money, not just by Socher Shvus, but all over. What's the raya that you have to return the money? The case of Treifa. Right? If the person who sold the treifas, if the tabach who sold the treifas, has to even prove through other money that he's chozer b'tshuva, then kolshken, the money of the ma'isa aveira itself has to be returned.
But isn't
that's the Rosh's right?
Isn't that the star?
Just one second. Yes.
So, but how is that different than sofer shviat? What? Why is that more? Why is the money more of an iser than the shviat?
Because in the case of the treifas, if you were selling the treifas for the price of shchutas, so then you took extra money.
You took extra.
Treifas are not as expensive as shchutas, right? Non kosher meat is always cheaper than kosher meat. So you took extra money for people. That's gezel gomer. Gezel gomer. So you got to return
but
that.
But shvi,
since peres shvias are only hefkes, so the money that you got was through a ma'isa aveira.
Why wouldn't that be considered gezel gomer though? Because when you're selling it to the person, really, he could have just gone to the field and take it, behefker. So really, you are selling.
Right, but the reality is, I can also take that fruit, behefker. So if I take the fruit, it's mine. Now, if I'm interested in selling it to you, so I did an issa by selling it to you, but it's not like it's your fruit. You're not entitled to the fruit. I collected that fruit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why is it not, just building off Dani's, okay. Why is it not gazela, either Niem or Min Shamayim?
Min Shamayim is different. We can't talk about Chazaras Mammon to the Shamayim.
Not to the Shamayim, but you would say that you would have to donate, you would have to be makish the money or something. But I mean, the same way the Gemara in Brachos gives the answer that the source for Brachos is shown, it's because otherwise it would be a Gzela Mishmayim. Why would it not be?
It's a Gzela Kadosh Baruch Hu. I hear.
It's Shabbat.
So that's a Takana de Rabbana that you have to make a Bracha. But here we're trying to figure out, is the person doing Tshuva? Was he Chozer from the Avera that he did? So Chazaras Mammon means that if he did an Aver of Gezel, he has to be Motzi the Aver Mitachas Yodo. So if it's Gezel from an individual, then he has to be Motzi that kind of money. You're saying, if I did an Aver, so I have
to... The same way in Ribbis, you don't know who it is, so you just put the money in the Rabbim, so to hear it should still be...
I hear. The Chachamim apparently hold... not like that. Right? The Chachamim hold that that only if it's Gezel, only if you stole from another individual, so then you need the Chazaras Mammon in order to be Chozer B'Tshuva.
But it's
follow up from the other.
It's that last line in the Rosh where he says, "What is the svara behind the?"
It's the kolshken. He's saying a kolshken.
But right before, where he says that the reason you have to demonstrate with other mammo, right? The demonstration of returning other mammo, that's for everyone else. That's not for yourself.
The demonstration of with other mammo is for other people to know it's not the
right.
Haram. Right.
Which is in contrast with the Avramah, whose the Avramah says that it's all focused on you have to go to the other extreme to rid yourself of Avera and distance yourself from the sin. This Harchakaz, it's for yourself. It's not a demonstration to the world that you've repented, which is in line with the Rashi and Rava.
So just one second. You think the Chazaras Mammon, there could be a disagreement as to whether the Chazaras Mammon is to prove to the world or is simply to do tshuva yourself?
Yeah.
I hear. I mean, it's a possibility. I'm not sure I see... Where the Rosh says that it's to prove to the world. You need the Chazaras Mammon. I mean, if we're going to be Mashiyu La'edus, then of course it is to prove to the world. You have to return the money, and we have to know that you return the money, so that it's a full tshuva.
But having to use Mammon with Acherot, the Avraham doesn't...
I'm not sure I see that there's a Machlokas Rishonim over here. I hear the point you're making, but I'm not sure I see it in the Rishonim. Yisrael?
But the fact that the Rosh compares it to the Talmud shows you that it's to prove it to the world that you're kosher.
Correct. But did you say the Rosh is to prove to the world? Or
to prove to the world.
That's what I thought.
The Yad Ramah talks about it's harchaka for yourself. Harchaka isn't for anyone else to see. That's for your own tshuva.
But just one second. He says so that it won't come lidei kilko. It won't come lidei kilko.
Right, but that's for you. That's not. You're not proving to anyone else. And I think that's also the Rashi Rava.
It's not mochel to say that. You could say that the Yad Ramah holds that you have to do a harchaka gemura, so that we know for sure you're not gonna be coming back to the Aver and you're not gonna be damaging anyone else. I hear what you're saying, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. What comes to the Tur makes a fascinating statement. The Tur quotes the Rosh, but he only quotes the Rosh about Ribbis, Malva the Ribbis. Nothing about the other cases. No need for chazaras mamav by masach v'kuvu or by mafri chayon. So says the Beis Yosef. Filoshen harosh shekasav to b'samav gav masachke v'kuvu mafri chayon im tzrichen lahachzik hamamon shehervicha b'kach. Says the Beis Yosef. I think according to the lashon of the Rosh, you should have to return the mamon by all the cases of psulei edus in the Mishnah, right? Except for sochrei shvi'is, because sochrei shvi'is, according to the chachamim, you don't have to return the money. That's different. But by the other three, you would have to return the money. So what's strange about the Beis Yosef statement? The Rosh didn't say that by Masach Bekuvim Afri Chayonim you would have to return. He said what, Machal? L'man da'amar Asmach da'avi. And how do we paskin? So we seem to say that we paskin like Rav Sheshes, that Masach Bekuvim is possible because he's in Osik B'Yeshiva Shalolam, right? Rav Yehuda, that if he has an Sacheres, then he's kosher. So what's the Beis Yosef saying? What, according to the Lashon of the Rosh, by Masach Bekuvim Afri Chayonim, you should have to be Machzor the Mammon as well? It's not Gezel according to the way we paskin Masach Bekuvim Afri Chayonim. If we paskin Masach Bekuvim is Labas Machta, then the Mestama we paskin Afri Chayonim is Pasal Eidus Mishum what? Mishum what? Ora, right? Navi Tekav Miyonach Leon. It's not going to... Well, I guess you could say Tekav Miyonach Leon, but it's not going to be Asmachta, right? It's not going to be Asmachta either way. It's not going to be Gezel. So it's not going to be Gezel. Why should he have to return the money by Mafri Chayonim and Masachei Bekuvim? Pill they ploy him against the Beis Yosef. That's the Bach's Kasha. He says, I don't understand. Pshat, the Torah is Pasha. The Torah is following his father, the Rosh. But the Rosh himself told you, Masachei Bekuvim and Mafri Chayonim are a question of how you paskin, of what they are, right? If it's Asmachta, so then you would have to return the money. If it's not Asmachta, then you would have to return the money. If we paskin, it's not Asmachta, then you shouldn't have to return the money. It's not Gazel. It's not Mamon Shalisser. So if it's not Mamon Shalisser, you shouldn't have to return it. So says the Bach. I think the Torah makes a lot of sense. What's the answer for the Beis Yosef? What's the answer for the Beis Yosef? I was talking with some of the Talmidim in Seder. Bini Shapiro wanted to suggest, between the two of us, this idea came out, that... We know there's something the Beis Yosef said about the Psach Halach of Masachei Bekuvim. The Beis Yosef expressed an opinion about how we passed in Masachei Bekuvim. He didn't say it in the Beis Yosef, he said it in the Kesef Mishnah, but it's the same person. Yosef Kara, he wrote both. Right, we had trouble with the Rambam, remember? The Rambam, we didn't know, does the Rambam pass in like Rami Bar Chama or like Rav Sheshes? Because on the one hand, the Rambam says Masachei Bekuvim is like a Gezel D'Rabbanan. But on the other hand, the Rambam says that if he has an umnus besides Masachei Bekuvim, then he's kosher le'edus, which is more like Rav Sheshes. So the question was, how does the Rambam paskin? So the Kesef Mishnah said, you know what? I think the Rambam paskin's like Rami Bar Chama. And he explains away the other line of the Rambam. We're not going to go back to the other Rambam right now. And he gives a special case in the other line of the Rambam. Evshim Kenzogin, it's a little bit difficult. I looked in the Beis Yosef to see how he actually paskins. But maybe what the Beis Yosef means is kafi the loshen of the Rosh. If we talk a paskin like Rami Bar Chama, even though the Rosh doesn't, right? The Rosh says lemanda amar asmach lahavi, then there's a chiyuv to return it. The Rosh seems to be saying I don't paskin like that day. But the Beis Yosef himself assumes that the Rambam does paskin like that day. The Rambam paskins like Rami Bar Chama that Masachei Bekuvim is asmachta. So according to that, Yitaka would have to be machzid the mamon, even by Masachei Bekuvim and by Mafri Chayonim. I don't know how the Beis Yosef paskins, but it's not like it's an impossibility. If you paskin like Rav Sheshes, so then it doesn't make any sense. The Rosh said beferish, you go like Rav Sheshes, and there's no chiyuv to be machzid by Masachei Bekuvim and Mafri Chayonim. But the Beis Yosef already in his Kesef Mishnah said there are some who taka paskin that it isn't asmachta. They follow Rami Bar Chama. So it's not such a far cry to say that maybe that's what the Beis Yosef is saying. Lefid the Lashon of the Rosh. If you talk a paskin, asmach the havi, then you'll be mechuyev to be machzor the mamon. But the Bach says, no, but we don't paskin like that, so therefore I don't see what you're saying. He's a purist in the Rosh, and he assumes the only cases where there's a chiyuv of chazaras mamon is by Rivis, and not by Masachei Bekuvim Mafri Chayonim. One final question in this segment. What do we do with the Ran? The Ran has a very cryptic statement, but a very difficult one at that. The Ran basically says the same as the Rosh. Exactly the same as the Rosh. But we know the Ran has a very complicated Shita, not quite the same as the Rosh. It's a little bit strange how to reconcile the position of the Ran. What does the Ran say? Rabbi Nechemiah and the Rabbanan have a machlokes by Perishvius, Sofer Shvius. Avol b'shara shebo liyodu mamon osim yad chaveru pshita dafilu Rabbanan modu d'chayv l'hachzer ha-mamon. In the other cases of Avada, the Chachamim will admit that you have to be master the mamon. Which other cases? So says the Ran, kigol malvei beribis, u'mesachage bekuvya l'man de'isle de'bekuvya ika asmachta. Ran says the same as the Rosh. If you hold Masachi Bekuvya is an Asmachta, then you're Mechir to be Masa the Mama. If you hold it's not an Asmachta, then you're not Mechir to be Masa the Mama. It sounds great. Sounds like the Rosh. What's the problem? It sounds from the Ran that if you take Rav Sheshis's position that Masachi Bekuvya is not Asmachta, it's only in Osibisha Vishalolam, should you have to return the money or not? No, you don't have to return the money because it's not Asmachta, it's not Gezel. Is that what the Ran holds? Aliba de Rav Sheshis? What did the Ran hold? We had a whole shiur where we discussed, is it mutter to gamble or not? Is there an issa to gamble? Is it mutter to gamble? So you said at first glance, it's a machlokas amarayim. If you say Mesachet Rekuvia is posel mishum asmachtas, it's like a gezel, it's also to gamble. If you say he's posel because he's in a osik mishum shalolam, it's not asmachtas, it's mutter to gamble, right? Right? Wrong. We said there are some who claim that even Rav Sheshis holds that it's an asmachta ktas. Right? Remember, based on the Gemara in Shabbos, the Kuvya even Bechol is Aser. The Ran was the Mara the Shmaitza. Right? That was the Ran on the Mishnah. That he says, don't think Mesachet Bekuvya is Mutter. If you take Rav Sheshis's position, Mesachet Bekuvya is Mutter. No, even he says that it's an Asmachta Ktas, like the Gemara in Shabbos. It's an Asmachta Ktas. It's like a Gezel Ktas, he said. And he explains the Rambam that way. Not like the Gezel Mishnah, remember? Right? He explained the Rambam that way. That everyone holds this some type of asmachta in Masachet Bekuvya. Rami Bachama says that it's an asmachta gomer. It's a gezel derabonan gomer. Or gezel deraisa maybe even. Rav Sheshis says it's not an asmachta gemura, but it's an asmachta ktsas. So how can we reconcile this statement of the Ran here? The Ran says, when do you need a chazar asmaman to be chosu b'tshuva to go back to your hechsher by Masachet Bekuvya? That's lamanda omer Masachet Bekuvya is an asmachta. But the Rambam says that even Rav Sheshis holds that it's still an asmachta ktas. Everyone holds it's an asmachta a little bit. So everyone would say that you need chazaras moment by Mesachet Bekuvya, according to the Ran. Do you hear the kasha? That's pella. What's the Ran saying? If everyone holds there's some type of asmachta in Mesachet Bekuvya, so then everyone should say you need chazaras moment. Why is the Ran just echoing the Rosh? Why is the Ran just echoing the Rosh? So I think the answer is that according to the Ran, even if Mesachet Bekuvya is an asmachta ktas, it's not a gezel derabonan. It's a very low-level issa. It's a low-level issa. Some of you who moved to the next segment saw that gezel in Beit HaKisholom is not necessarily a gezel derabonan. Right? There are some who hold that it's morally wrong, but it's not a gezel. It's not even a gezel derabonan. It's certainly not gezel deraisa. But it might just be a morally wrong thing to do, but it's not a real gezel. That was the machlokes tanoim that you saw in Gittin. Rabbi Yossi says that it's a gezel gomer. Midivrayim says the Gemara. It's not gezel gomer deraisa, it's gezel gomer derabonim. And the Chachamim say, Metzias Chereshot of a Katan is Mibnei Darke Shalom. It's gezel Mibnei Darke Shalom. It's wrong to take the Metzia of the Chereshot of a Katan. The Chereshot of a Katan found a lost object. Minat Torah doesn't really belong to them because they don't have a kinyan, they don't have das to be koneh. But even if they don't have a das to be koneh, the Chachamim say, don't take it from them. So what does that mean, the Chachamim say, not to take it from them? Is it a gezel gomer midrabanan? Or is it just gezel midrash shachas? I'll say, it's not nice. It's morally incorrect. But it's not really a gezel. Machlokas? Nafkemina? Says the Gemara in Gittin on Samach Aleph, Michael, to be motzi b'dayonim. Right? You can be motzi gezel b'dayonim, but if you do something that's morally wrong, so they might snicker at you. You know, they might say you did the wrong thing. Right, they're not going to give you a kibbutz in the shul. But they're not going to say that you're chayav to give it back. It's an afkamino l'mais. It's a different level. It's not a gezel derabanan. It's only Dr. Shalom says it's morally incorrect, but it's not going to be a gezem. So Ken Zayin, what the Ran means to say is that lefi Rav Sheshes, even if you say that Pesach HaMechuvia is an asmach the ktsas, it's not a gezel derabbanan. It's like a Dr. Shalom. It's not Dr. Shalom, but it's morally incorrect, but it's a lower level iser. So if it's a lower level iser, it's not really a gezel, then there's no need for chazar asmoman in order to do tshuva. Right? That's all licked in the verk. It's between the lines of the Ran. The Ran says the same as the Rosh. You know, he says, he holds Rav Sheshes, does claim that it's a little asmachta. So how can he say that? The answer is because he holds, even if it's asmachta ktas, it's not a gezel drabbanan, it's just mitnei da'aka shalom, or it's a lower level type of issus. So because it's only a lower level type of issus, there's no need to have the chazar asmama, because it's not really mamon shel issus, it's not a real gezel.